Chapter 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, into the territory of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately a man with an unclean spirit met him out of the tombs. He lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him any more, not even with a chain. For he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. No one had the strength to tame him. And always, night and day, in the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out, and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and bowed down to him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he pleaded with Jesus repeatedly not to send them away out of the region. Now on the mountainside there was a great herd of pigs feeding. And they begged him, saying, "Send us into the pigs, that we may enter into them." And he gave them permission. The unclean spirits came out and entered into the pigs, and the herd of about 2,000 rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned in the sea. And those who fed them fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And the people went to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus, and saw him who had been possessed by demons sitting, clothed and in his right mind, even him who had the legion, and they were afraid. And those who saw it declared to them how it happened to him who was possessed by demons, and about the pigs. And then they began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As he was entering into the boat, he who had been possessed by demons pleaded with him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not allow him, but said to him, "Go to your house, to your own, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he had mercy on you." So he went his way, and began to proclaim in Decapolis how Jesus had done great things for him, and everyone was amazed.